You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name's Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Kelly Ward available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. From Dr. Pat Allen's Wan Institute, we currently provide facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The techniques will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you have any questions regarding the ladies groups, life scripts, dream interpretation, or private sessions, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. Again, the call-in number for tonight's show is 323-203-0815. So tonight we have Kelly Ward. Kelly, are you on tonight?
I'm on here with you.
Thank you. Do you have anything exciting to tell us about what Dr. Allen's doing?
Oh, Dr. Allen is amazing. Coming up on her 90th birthday. She's going great gangbusters as usual. Her groups never empty out. There's never a spot in them. But Sue and I have been picking up the slack. In the meantime, Dr. Pat Allen has had more ladies get engaged and find their forever partners. Been very exciting in the last few months. And it's spring is in the air, and it definitely shows.
And we just have a new announcement. The book Getting to I Do just came out on audio version. You can order it on Amazon.com. So that's an exciting news as well. So anybody
that is out, so exciting.
You're used to the book. Now you can have it in audio. I think the cost is $15. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's available on audio on Amazon.com. So always go back there and reread things, highlight them and practice them. That's where Kelly and I come in. You can join us in our groups, or you can hire us privately. We'll keep you on track on how to begin dating, how to stay in a good dating relationship, and how to eventually get married or mating. And we teach the communication tools as well, as Dr. Allen has a technique that she uses, the Want Training, the Stroke and Stand, 5-Step Cleanup, and Amigo Talk, which will help you learn those as well, and the difference between the polarity of the masculine and feminine. So, Kelly, do you have any work that you've been doing with your ladies that you could share with the audience?
Yeah, recently I've had some what I call on the rail ladies, and they're not certain of what their energy is, and they come in and they're like, no, I'm this energy, no, I'm that energy. And I find recently that they're having a really difficult time with it. And so we've been doing a lot of work that I call the dial-in, where we really break it down what you want to be. Because you can't, you know, when you start off in a relationship with one type of man, and then you try to switch positions, and now you want to lead the dance. You want to be Fred Astaire instead of the Ginger Rogers that you started out as. It's problematic. Not that anyone's ever one thing all the time, but if the primary energy of you is masculine or feminine, the other person, you know, should in a perfect world be opposite. But men don't often switch roles like we seem to be able to do.
That's true.
You know, they're linear thinking. They're like A, B, C, D, and we're like A, F, R, Q, P, Y, L. You know, that's one of the things. And they come back to me and they go, well, he didn't do this. You know, you're not going, if you're doing the training, he's not doing the training, you're doing the training. So you need to learn. I am teaching my ladies the fluidity of understanding what he doesn't understand. So that's the thing that I'm getting. I'm getting what I call, you know, how can I say this? There's no nice way to say it. They just want to be disagreeable. But okay. I'm like, you can be disagreeable all you want. It's not going to land you in a better position than you're going to be in. So that's one of the things I'm having a tough time with. A couple of my ladies, they really want to shift back into that masculine energy.
Is this
that they don't understand what happened with their guy?
Is this at the beginning of the dating or after they get used to it? Because usually they're pretty good for the first month and then they shift back to what's comfortable, familiar. They'll fit the beta, but then they go back and take control and go back to masculine. It's called the bait and switch.
Yeah, that's where we're at. We're at the bait and switch. But what happens is they don't understand that they've done the bait and switch.
No, they don't.
So what they're coming back and saying to me is, he's not doing this, this, and this. Yeah. And I'm like, but you're doing that. So he now is confused by who is the masculine energy.
Uh-huh. That's true.
You know, some guys just don't want to fight anymore. I'm getting a lot of that. A lot of them, my man clients are like, you know, she does this, this, and this, and I just don't want to fight anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow, that, you know, they're giving up.
Or I have some ladies that are dating and the guy doesn't call him back in timely manner and he doesn't ask them out enough. So she thinks that she should let him know she doesn't feel cherished and needs to let him know what she wants. But that's still masculine. He's dating you his way. If he's not calling you in a timely manner, you don't get to correct him and tell him how to call you. If he's not setting up proper dates, you don't get to call him and say, you're not cherishing me by taking me out on dates. He's dating you his way. You accept it, reject it, or tolerate it. That's a big one for women. They take the, he has to cherish me and turn it around to tell him what he has to do by, you have to cherish me, da, 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 da. He doesn't have to, though.
Absolutely.
That's it. You don't get to tell him to cherish you.
Absolutely 100% correct. And it's a problem because it's almost like there's a veil that comes over their eyes when they slip into that masculine. This veil goes over their eyes. They can't see what they're doing.
Yes.
And then when you point it out, they become quite angry.
Yeah. Then they go, well, Dr. Allen says he has to cherish me. Well, he cherishes you his way, not the designed way you want to be cherished. So you don't get to tell him how to cherish you. That's where we help them understand the difference of dating somebody and actually seeing who they are and how they're dating you and whether you want to be with them. And that's where the 51% valuable is. I have a lady in her 70s who, you know, here's the same scenario. They only want the unavailable, the flakes, the men with no money. They have chemistry for, but the nice guys are boring. And but I don't have chemistry for the boring guys. What would you say about that? And that's the familiarity. My understanding is chemistry can be built. Do you think that or tell me your point on these women that have chemistry for the unavailable, the flakes, the ones that treat them badly, and the nice guys, I have no chemistry, the blemished. What's your take on that?
Here's the deal with that. The nice guy is the nice guy. He's going to be solid. He's going to be there. And so these women, a lot of these women are pain addicts and they love the drama. They're selling the drama. And if something isn't happening, then nothing's happening. So that's one of the problems I see. It's that norepinephrine addiction,
the dopamine,
that pain, that, and I call it the lust pain because it becomes
that is the lust. That's not, it's the up and down drama that keeps them engaged. It's not, it's actually more toxic to have that up and down roller coaster, but they see it as chemistry.
They think it's chemistry, but that's not chemistry. Mm-hmm. That's something else. It's a, it for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not chemistry. I don't know that you can grow chemistry between people as far as on a biological level. I think you smell someone and you're like, oh my God, that's the one. But then I do think there is a level of there being chemistry.
Yes.
But you begin to know the person, understand the person, and then maybe that amplifies the little bit of chemistry. If there's no chemistry, though, at all, there's nothing to build on.
Yes, yes, that's true.
But they mistake chemistry for that norepinephrine lust reaction.
Yes, or what's familiar, and it could be something that was traumatic with their father, you know, coming and going, cheating, lying, that they see that as familiar, so they're always attracted to those type of men. But anyway, let me throw out, we hope we get some callers tonight. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. If you're not able to call the radio show, you can send me an email and I'll read it on the show. We'll answer it and it'll be in the archives that you can listen to later. And you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. No periods in after doctor. And you can also go to our website, www.drpatallen.com. There is a tab that you can press. It says free access, and you can watch Dr. Allen's video called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. That Dr. Allen is teaching all the tools for communication. That's a good start. And then you can also call the WAN Institute at the same number, 949-723-0338. And I'd be happy to help you with any kind of groups, private sessions, life script, couples counseling, that I'll direct you on who's best and what we have to offer. So with that, hopefully we'll get some callers. Please call us in. So what else, Kelly, did you want to share with us?
I think that's one of the things that I've had a lot. And the other thing I've had a lot is my people, both male and female, are really, really, really getting tired of the online dating thing. They feel like, okay, so out of 100 people, 85 of the people I'm talking to are telling me every time I meet with somebody, they've misrepresented themselves. If they just had been honest in the first place, I wouldn't have been so shocked.
What's misrepresenting themselves? I mean, maybe it's kind of hard.
Okay, to be honest with you, mostly it's physical. Here's the thing. A guy will tell a girl that he's 6'2" and he shows up and he's 5'7". That's a huge difference.
Yes.
And that's not a fib of an inch. That's a fib of a foot.
Yes.
So she's looking for this 6'2" tall guy, and, you know, she's looking for Denzel Washington and Tom Cruise walks in. So
well,
it isn't that he's not attractive or what have you. It's that the whole thing started off with a lie. And that's where they're going right now. They're like, no, because this relationship just started off with a lie.
But with Dr. Allen's stuff, you take him as a lesson to practice you being feminine rather than showing up and being angry at him, which puts you in a position that all men are going to do this. Work with what you have in front of you as your own practice.
100%. I totally agree with that. And it's not like they're being mean or rude or whatever, but they're just saying to themselves, this person was dishonest and I don't want, I'm looking. Most of the people I'm talking to are in their, you know, late 30s to, you know, their 60s. They're done playing. They don't want to play.
Yeah.
They're ready to move forward in life. My youngest client right now is 27, and she got baited and switched because the man that she's with told her, oh yeah, we have the same goals. I want a family. I want marriage. I want, you know, the 2.3 kids and the dog and the white picket fence. And I want all the same things you want. And she's like, this is my timeline because I don't want to have children after X age. And now, like 2.5 years into the relationship, she says she's just sitting there in neutral.
But
he's in park.
Yeah.
He's not moving forward at all.
But that's where Dr. Allen says, date them a year. And if after a year you have to go in and do the talk and you may have to leave him, it's called, you have to set your boundaries and you do it with the communication tools. You appreciate the 1 year you've been with him. However, you're looking to be married. And unfortunately, your timeline's running out, so you will have to be moving on. That gives him a chance to miss you, and you have to do the 8 weeks instead of being mad at him, because he's going to try and, you know, men, like Pat says, they don't run to the altar, but they'll stay with you right. As long as they can. And the women have to have the virtue and the status of telling them their boundaries in a respectful way. That's where they go bad. They get angry at the men and start yelling and bitching. You have to set your boundaries in a respectful way.
Well, I have to hand it to her. She has not done that. She just said she's had the talk with him. He said, give him this much time. She gave him that much time. They're coming up on, I think she said 4th of July was her drop dead date. And
okay.
So She's drawn the line in the sand, and she wasn't angry about it, didn't lose her temper. I was really proud of her because she used to be a little bit of a fly off the handle girl.
Uh-huh.
So it's been refreshing to see her take this walk, even though it's been kind of heartbreaking because, you know, she really thought he was the one, and she is in love with him. That's the other thing that a lot of people don't get. It's very difficult to draw that line in the sand when you actually love the person. If it's more of an, I know we've both had an experience with these kinds of women in relationships where it was more of a business type of deal arrangement, that's one thing. But this is really like, you know, she's truly in love with him. So I think that makes it just a little bit harder when they're younger. You know, when we're older, we're like, we've been around this block.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So
well,
I'll tell you, it this one's going to be interesting.
Still the dating.
But you would give her the same advice I did. You've got to date. You've got to.
Yeah.
Agree.
But I don't think I would wait more than if Pat says you don't marry anybody for at least a year. So she puts up for a year. And on that 1 year mark, she decides month to month if she wants to stay and see. But she does have to give him the talk of and you have to follow through with what you say. If you know, you can't keep trying to manipulate him into, you know, marrying you, because then he's going to get resentful. And then when he disappoints you, you get resentful. And then that ends up taking over the relationship that somebody's being forced to do something they're not comfortable with. Yeah.
Yeah. I just went through this with one of my other ladies. She says, I told him this, this, and this. I said, yeah, but if you don't follow through, what's going to happen is he's going to say you're a paper tiger. So, you know, here's the bottom line. It's just like with a child. If you say, I'm going to take away your video game if you do that again, and then they do it again, and then you don't take away the video game, guess what?
They know.
They don't
believe you.
You're a paper tiger.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be a paper tiger. You can't swing a bat, you know, and say, I'm going to do this if you do that. And then just that they do it. And then you just go, okay, just doesn't work like that.
That's true. There's a lot of stuff. The book Getting to I Do helps women understand. I don't know. Most of the readers probably have read Dr. Pat's stuff or know a little bit about it. But it helps you understand the polarity that you have one masculine and one feminine, and the two energies pull each other together. If you have one masculine and then the lady turns masculine, it actually repels the polarity. So the men can't fall in love when you get into your masculine state. So whether you think that two people that are high powered and are power couple works, it doesn't really work. They'll make money, but they don't have the intimacy and the connection. That's when a lot of people go and do have cheating on the side because the polarity isn't there. Yeah.
100%. You're 100% right about that because I've been in that relationship.
And then you have the ladies that go, I'm trying, but it's too hard. But it is. It's like learning how to walk. If you got injured, you have to start from square one and reprogram yourself. It's a new behavior. So you can keep saying, I'm trying, and you keep doing the old behavior because it's comfortable. You'll never learn the new behavior, and it's not hurting anybody but yourself. So part of learning is being aware of what you're doing, processing what you're doing, and then doing the work. You can't just read a book and do and get the material. You have to actually do the work, which is a lot harder than people understand. You know that from your ladies. They fight and kick and don't want to do it. Well, wait, that's my experience from the ladies. What's your experience with the ladies when you tell them?
They don't want to do the work. The work is painful sometimes. And, I just had another lady talk to me about what Dr. Pat says about the pain.
Yes.
And whether or not you're willing to cause somebody pain. That's the one of the big ones I get from, I don't want to hurt him, blah, 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 blah. You know, somebody's going to end up on the couch. Is it going to be him or is it going to be you? Where are we going with this?
Yes.
You know, Dr. Pat says it. If you can't cause somebody pain, you are going to end up on my couch.
Yes, you take
the pain. And I have found that to be very true with respect to, what's going on.
Yes. Yes. And then as far as the 8 weeks when the guys say they're not ready and they go away and the ladies are devastated and they call me, how can I get them back? I generally tell them to do the high bye letter because that leaves the door open. But they have to do the 8 weeks and they just can't stand that. They're texting me, calling me. I miss him. What can I do? You can't do anything. It's called white knuckling it. You're just holding on for dear life. Hopefully I tell them, go do something to make you happy. Go get a massage, go to the spa, go get your hair done, something to keep you preoccupied on trying to think on how to get him back. Because I can't get him back. He's got to sit and do the 8 weeks ruminating. And then usually they do come back. When he does come back, you have to act like nothing happened. And that's hard for them too. Because they want to make
that's
sure.
That's nearly impossible. But that's nearly impossible for them. It's really difficult. And I'm
sure
not going to lie, it is.
You better never do that again. Then the minute the guy comes back, they scold him on what he did to them, which puts him back in the doghouse and he goes away. It's counterproductive, the steps they do on trying to get a man, but they do the opposite to push him away.
You know, it's interesting, too, that recently one of my ladies basically did that. She got him back. And then she began to browbeat and torture him.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't, oh my goodness, gosh, it couldn't have been 2 weeks. And he was like, now I know why I left.
Yes.
He said, I might have missed you, but I think maybe I just missed being tortured. I didn't understand or something. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know what I did wrong. I said, but we had this discussion about what you were doing wrong. You were torturing him.
When you
can't. It's like, when one lady had an affair, then she said she forgave him. And then every day for the next 6 months, she tortured him. And finally he said, I'm leaving and I'm not coming back this time. No matter what letter, because she had sent him a hi-bye letter. And he was like, no, I'm done.
When you try to tell them and pinpoint, you know, I listen to their stories and I listen to the communication and what they do, and I could pinpoint what I see happens. They fight. I find that they fight you on it. they thought what they did. One of the parts of learning is taking responsibility for your part. And you and me and Patricia Eltage as the facilitators, we can hear the dynamics. It's the same story, just a different character, just about in every story we hear. That's why we know. We don't need to know the whole detail. It's the same story, just a different character, different actor. So
exactly.
If you want change, there's only one place to start, and that's with you. Something you're doing is the common denominator why you're not getting what you want down the line. It isn't them. It's something you're doing to defer. So you have to take a deep look within yourself. And that's hard for a lot of women to do, especially when they're used to being masculine. And that's competing, controlling, conquering. They want to be in control and they want it their way and they do no wrong.
And not only that, I think what's really interesting is Dr. Pat talks about it a lot. Getting the lesson. And I get getting the lesson is difficult, but that's one of the reasons that, you know, Dr. Pat talks about staying in the relationship until you get the lesson. Because otherwise you are going to repeat that lesson. And that's a lot of what's happening right now is I'm getting these ladies. They say they're getting the lesson. They get into another relationship and they start over with those same behaviors. What do you do about it, Sue?
That's the hardest part is that the people, I get a lot of women that I help and they basically self-sabotage. I know they know right from wrong using Dr. Allen's tools, and they know some of them use the communication tools and some don't. And then when I tell them, did you use the tools? No, I forgot. Well, if you don't use the tools, you're going to get the same result of pushing the guy away or he will leave. So you have to make a stand that you have to use the tools, and those tools are important. They all work together with Dr. Allen's material. So the women, they know the work, but something inside tells them to throw the wrench in, self-sabotage, and they do it over and over again. They just can't learn. And then they start saying, but I'm trying. To me, it's like Dr. Allen has that saying, try means you're really not going to do it, but you have an escape that you're hopefully maybe can do it. It's I want to change. I'm going to do the best I can, and I want to have a better outcome. Potency. We teach potent words. Would like is not as important as I want. So we have to use our communication potency because it's a mindset. What you think about comes about. So if you're wishy-washy on, well, maybe I'll try, those aren't potent enough to get what you want. And that's why we call it the WAN Institute. Ask for what you want and say no to what you don't want. So there's a whole list of tools that will get you in a healthy way. And people say it's manipulative. It's not manipulative. It's called communication, rational communication, not emotional. I see a lot of emotional communicators, and I teach them rational communication.
Yeah, the emotional communication thing is difficult. It is. And the self-sabotage is problematic as well. One of the other things that I have a question how you deal with it is what I call the run and jump. they run from one relationship and they jump right into another.
Well, because it's the perfect, you know, how Dr. Allen in her book, the first 3 months are the perfect phase. Everybody does everything right. He's the perfect partner, his perfect bio, perfect resume. He's your wonderful guy. And everybody's perfect for about 2 to 3 months. And then you start to see their imperfections. Some people want the perfect people. They want the 99.9% perfect person. And that man is just not out there. And if he is, you're going to spend a lot of time looking for him. That's when Dr. Allen comes with the principle of 51%. Is he 51% valuable on his worst days when you want to kill him because he makes you so mad? He's a keeper. A lot of women use the blemish. They find faults in the man, and it basically keeps them safe because then they can just go next, 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 next. They don't take the risk on checking out a guy that could potentially be the diamond in the rough. You've got to, there might be a gem in there. There might be a diamond, but they want to see the diamond right away. And they overlook a lot of good men. That's the problem with the online dating. Everybody thinks somebody out there's better. So they just go next, 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 and they don't give anybody a chance. It's all, everybody's blemished, and it's too available to go next, next, next. Is that what you're finding with online dating? Because I hear a lot of women talk about they can't stand it.
Yeah, I tell them to refer back to that old book that was written. I can't remember what her name was. The grass is always greener over the septic tank. So that's one of the things when I'm about these women that are in a relationship, they don't get the lesson. They jump out of that relationship. And 4 days later, they're dating somebody else. They've done no self-work.
Yes.
If your relationship keeps ending the same way, you might want to wonder if it's you and not them.
Yes.
And that's what I say. Have you ever considered working on yourself before jumping right back into another relationship?
And the thing of the lesson is, I had one lady, she was with a guy that, you know, he wants sex and she keeps setting a boundary, you know, no sex without long-term committed relationship headed for marriage. And the guy goes, well, I'm not ready for that yet. I want to check out the wares first. And deep down inside, I have to keep her grounded, not to be angry and not to complain or teach and preach or scold him. And that's a hard one because if she keeps her virtual values, it's better if he goes than her being mad at him and leaving because she'll pick another model that does the same thing as him. Eventually, he has to either commit to her, which they usually do because she's staying feminine and setting up her boundaries respectfully, or he'll go away because that isn't what his intention was anyway. And she learned the lesson to take her part into this relationship. And that's not being mad. When you give him your script and he's not obeying it, he doesn't have to obey it. That's his choice. He has a right to be a flake, but you don't have a right to be mad at him because he's not cherishing you. You accept him or reject him or tolerate him, but do your part so you learn the lesson so it becomes easier and easier the better guy you get. Because with this guy, you'll find a better model and it has worked. I have a lady who went from, she was fought best tooth and nail and slow steps. I've had her for about probably 4 months. She now has some guys and she even broke up with some, but she's doing the work and she can't believe it's, she's a new person. She says, I can't believe it's me. So it does work if you stay the course, but you can't do it and then resort back to step one. You have to keep the painful walk. It's called the journey. And you do learn lessons on the way that help you and eventually will help you pick a better partner because you'll see what you want in a man and what you don't want in a man. And you won't have to try and barter and explain and defend what you want. A lot of women go, they want that model. I want you to do it this way and we'd be perfect together. You can't tell a person how to change to be in a relationship. They are who they are.
100%. What do you do about the women that come back to you and say, he wants to have sex, and if I don't have sex with him, he's going to leave?
You say, well, it's better now than later when you do have sex and he leaves and you're angry because you gave it away for free and he doesn't want to marry you.
And you're bonded now.
Yeah, and now you're bonded.
It had 2 years to get over.
Yes. You know, and Pat always has a saying, it's just men marry for virtue, not vaginas. Women sometimes think if he sees how hot you are in bed, he's going to fall in love. No, he sees you as you did it quick with him. You may do it quick with another guy that walks around the corner once he commits to you. It's too scary for men to see you that quick. Even though women say, this, I never do this. They don't listen to words. It's actions. Your actions.
100%. And I just had a girl. This is the fifth time she's given it up. And then she's had to come back to me and say, and he left anyway.
And here's the thing. They do it because they're so hot and heavy in lust. That's masculine. Men want to, they want to have sex to every person on the planet. Women set the standard for the relationship. We say no to casual sex. No to not living together long term. We set the standard. And a good man will want that virtue in that woman because she'll be the better woman than the one that's running off with casual sex because he can't track her. She's a wild card.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fifth time she came back and she said, I don't understand. I said, no, you do understand. You were not listening. And so you're going to have to do this until you get the lesson. And the lesson is no man buys the cow when he has full and free access to the milk, the cream, the cheese, the butter, and the yogurt.
Ice cream. Yeah, that's one of the hard lessons. And you know what?
Well, and I'll tell you what, if you think about it and you put it in that perspective, I say to her, if you go to the store and you fill up a shopping cart and you get to walk out of the store with that shopping cart full of food without paying, and you say, I'll come back and pay you on Thursday. Are you really going to go back and pay him on Thursday? Because I don't think you are. I just don't think you are.
Yeah.
I said, it reminds me of the guy in Popeye. I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today. It just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. You get it, and why are you going to pay for it now? You already got it.
Yeah, and then another topic to go over, we have a couple more minutes here, is some women, they find out that they've dated and they find out this isn't the right guy for them. They're afraid to hurt him. Well, we have a script that if you've dated a guy and there's no sparks and you don't want to lead him on, do your part by saying nicely when he asks you out. And the script would be, thank you so much for asking me out. However, I don't have that special spark that tells me we are a fit and I don't want to lead you on. So thank you for the past dates and I wish you well. That way, if you terminate it, you don't have to tell him what he actually did right, but you can only tell him from how you feel. A lot of women go, they say it like they're a joint. I think I said it wrong. That you're supposed to say, I don't have that special chemistry that says we're a fit. You can't say we because you can't speak on his behalf. You have to make your statement from eyes. A lot of women say the we. They bring his feelings and thoughts, mesh them with hers, and she can't speak on his behalf. I don't think we have chemistry. He might be lusting you. So you can only say it from an I point of view. Talking from an I is hard for the women to do, what I'm finding out. They always want to incorporate we. You're not a we until you're an I.
Well, that's because it alleviates them of the guilt if they can share the blame for not having the chemistry. But there's no blame in not having chemistry with somebody. It's just nature.
And a lot of people, they're very, the men are very thankful. And the thing is, yes, it's easy just to never call them again. But then that sets you up a pattern that's okay to do. And that's where we're trying to teach women how to do the right thing. Would you want that done to you? He might, there might be five guys that ghost you, but we teach you how to do the right thing. We're not teaching you how to be the, you know, along with all the other guys that are doing it wrong. We want to teach you the morals and values, standards, and healthy boundaries. Rational. See, there's rational communication and emotional. And a lot of people speak on emotional and they react. That's think. What we want to do is, you know, somebody does something, you think about what they said, they say it, you think about it, then you react. A lot of people hear the message and react and then think later. They prematurely attack the person and then think, gee, why did I do that? It's think, it's feel, think, and then react. A lot of people feel, react, then think later. It's the drama triangle. So we teach emotional. Yeah. We teach rational communication, not emotional.
Yeah. But it's a tough one. It's a tough to reteach somebody that.
Yeah, because, you know, a guy does something wrong, and what's the first thing the woman does? She goes in there and yells at him. When usually we teach him, go in there and stroke and stand him and tell him that's not going to work for you. However, if that's what he wants, thank you for sharing, and thank you, you know, and you'll be moving on. But they want to go in there and they react. They feel the feeling, they react, and they think later, gee, I wish I didn't say that. We teach you if something painful happens, you feel your feelings, you think about what to do or what not to do, and then you react.
Yes.
In a healthy course. That's part of the communication tools.
And it's really an important part. And the other thing I want always to tell my ladies is you're studying this and you're trying to improve yourself and you're trying to improve your communication. But you have to understand your partner isn't reading this book, isn't talking to me.
Yeah.
Isn't talking to Sue, isn't talking to Pat. This person is just walking through life. And you've got a book and an instructor and somebody to call for coaching. And mm-hmm. he's just standing there.
And if you
know, break.
Yeah. If you do Pat's work, you set the standard. He will follow suit and it will work out. But if you start reacting emotionally and doing it your masculine controlling way, you're guaranteed to push him away. So it's a very structured, and it's not manipulating. It's called healthy communication boundaries. And we teach you about the polarity. And a lot of women say, yeah, it makes sense, but you have to do it probably for the rest of the relationships. You can't lure him in, get him, and then turn back into the masculine person you were before, because he'll leave. You can't do the bait and switch. You've got to stay your part, either masculine or feminine in the relationship. But at work, everybody's masculine.
Yeah, so that's one of the things you were mentioning earlier was that, you know, these women, he's not cherishing me the way I want him to. But he has no idea what that even means. How does he know? He's not, like I said, he's not doing our program. The only way he's exposed to our program is if you're following the tools of communication.
Yes. So if but also in the beginning of dating and he's not cherishing you, it's not for us to teach him how to cherish you. That's not something we can teach. If you've been dating and 6 months, he's been the perfect guy and then he slacks. We give you the tools how to step it up. But if he's not cherishing you in the beginning, then we don't start telling him how to cherish you, because then you're telling him how to do it more, better, or different, dating you. So there's a fine line on somebody in the beginning or somebody 3 to 6 months later, we can teach you. That's a very main part that women think, well, he's not cherishing me. Well, if he's not cherishing you at the beginning, it's not our job to teach him how to cherish you, because you'll be dry. You know, he may never know how to cherish a woman. That's not your job to be the therapist either. You cannot be his teacher. You set your standard on what you want and don't want, and you hope to God he does his part. We don't go in there and teach him his part. That's the part.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Another one of my women came back and said, you know, well, this is what's going on in the relationship. I said, if you were expecting it to get better, know this now. It's not going to.
Yes. Whatever.
If in the first 3 months, this is going wrong and bad already.
He's not
going to miraculously become Prince Charming. I'm sorry. Yeah. It just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, that's true. So we've got a couple more minutes here. I want to, right now, Kelly and I both do privates. We have another colleague, Patricia Eltage. She does life scripts and couples counseling. I do drop-in ladies groups where I have like 4 a month. They're a donation to the WAN Institute, and I keep ladies on track. I give them 5 minutes question and answers just to help them dating. A lot of it's with online dating or what they're doing currently in a relationship. You have to have somebody walk you through these steps because you always want to do with what's familiar. You'll read the book, you know the material, but you'll still do the same behavior that you're used to. So if you want any services from Kelly, myself, or Patricia Eltage, call me at the WAN Institute at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. So, Kelly, do you have any closing words you want to share about your advertisement or about yourself?
Yeah, you know what, ladies? Let's get it going. We're coming into spring and summer. Let's get those relationships going. Let's get more than just our bikini bodies ready. Let's get our mental bodies ready. So reach out, sign up for one of our groups. We have a lot of fun, and I think I've got some openings.
Okay. Well, everybody, we want to thank you for listening, and we wish we had some callers. A lot of people are a little shy on calling in, which is fine. You can always hire us on the side, or you can email me your questions, and I'll read them on the air so you can be anonymous. That's always helpful for people that can't call in on this time zone. We are available via email if you want to send us a question. So with that, I want to thank everybody. Kelly, you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Yes. We love you. Bye.
We'll see you next week. Thank you, everybody.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.